Welcome back to Vikings Connected, everybody. Make sure you're using hashtag Vikings Connected on all of your social media so you can stay connected with us. This week, we're coming off of two wins. We have some great momentum, and it's time to bring home a third win.
Yes.
I know we're headed to Detroit, Ben. And I know
Detroit.
It's going to be a little bit more difficult, but how can we bring home the W?
Oh, well, the last couple weeks, really after the bye week, our defense has been really bad at tackling.
Okay.
So we've been in good position. I don't think we've been really pushed around too much a little bit last week, but by and large, we've been there to make the tackle. We're just missing tackles. So a lot of cheap yardage for the offense. So we have to tackle these guys because they're elusive, they're big. We'll get into Calvin Johnson later on, but, you know.
Get the tackles, guys. All right, number two.
All right, more special teams. I know that our punt rush, punt block team has been phenomenal the last 2 weeks ago. But we haven't had any big returns. And so I'm thinking, you know, if we need to put this thing together, offense was starting to click a little bit more last week. Defense is slowly just kind of trending upwards. Special teams, the return game, especially Cordero. He's got to have a few big returns. I don't know if he's going to get a lot inside the dome, but if he does, got to make the most of him.
He's got the talent. He can do it. All right, number three.
All right, James Ehedebo.
Okay.
And Quinn, their other safety,
yeah,
are awfully good. They say they're the best 1-2 punch in the league as far as safeties go. But that being said, that's always debatable who's the best. They're really good, and they're really good at disguising coverages. And that's going to be a big, big challenge for Teddy, is to understand where they're at, what is fake, what is real, what's a disguise, what's a real coverage. These guys can toy with young quarterbacks, inexperienced quarterbacks. So these guys have a big impact on their defense.
All right, watch out for them. And last but not least, yes.
Megatron. Okay, if for the people that are fortunate to ever be around this guy, like stand next to him on the sidelines or be in person, you don't realize how big he is. He's a monster. It's a reason why they call him Megatron. Yeah. He's good. He's healthy. Their offense is getting back on track. And if you want to beat these guys, you have to bracket him. You have to cover him strong. You have to hit him. I mean, Harrison Smith has put a couple big licks on him, and he's felt it the rest of the game. So it's going to take some big hits, some strong tackles, and no big, like, obvious, you know, breaks in coverage to let him get open.
Right. All right, guys, we can do it.
All right, time now for our third nominee for the Golden Nacho. It's all about fun and sports this past weekend. All right, so we had the Royals at the Nets game, and we had Central Michigan and their big bowl announcement.
Really fun.
Yeah, which was great. All for that. Well, this one is from the Pac-12 championship game. This is the Oregon Ducks against Arizona Wildcats. And keep your eye on the center here. He's getting ready to snap the football, but something happens, and he continues to snap the ball.
God.
Right?
No.
Yes. So I've seen guys through the course of a game vomit and puke and keep going. But this one's just so obvious.
When I puke, I'm like bawling. I'm laying on the floor. Like, I could not just throw up and then go tackle
Usually
somebody.
Your girlfriend has your hair tied back.
Yeah, it's and okay,
it's
honey.
It's okay, yeah.
Cold washcloth on my neck. I mean, that's a warrior.
A tip of the hat to him for just puking on the ball. But what about the quarterback?
I was just going to say, and a tip of the hat to the quarterback who caught it. Yeah. I probably would have ran the other way.
Gross. All right, that's your third nominee.
Next up, we'll tag along as Cordero Patterson takes in a Minnesota Wild hockey game. Plus, we'll unveil the winner of the Golden Nacho Award. Stick around.